Hello, everyone, and welcome to Nerdentity Crisis Episode 78. I'm your host, Ryan Bai, joined today by Mr. Adam Lovar.
Hello, hello.
My literal brother from another mother, Justin Pickermans.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck
with me. What up?
Hi. And finally, joined by...
Absolutely.
Right. Are we worried about DMCA at all, or is it like just enough where that's okay?
I think we're all right. We're probably okay. Finally joined by Josh. Still haven't thought of a good nickname for him yet. Huffman.
Hello. Hello.
I kind of like his name.
How's everybody doing?
I like his name right now. What?
Huffasaurus Rex?
Yeah, in Riverside.
I feel like it's tradition now that I haven't thought of a good nickname. I feel like that's
true.
We do have a lot of great nicknames for Josh, though.
We'll put up a... I tell you what, we'll put up a Patreon poll. We'll do that.
Oh, boy.
That's a little scary.
Ryan, I found you one.
Justin.
This is for you. What does
that
give you?
Me?
Yeah, it's the Viking's horn.
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
Wow.
Except, does that mean I'm a loser? Because that's what the Vikings are?
Quiet.
Shit.
I guess if you judge yourself based off a football team, then yeah.
Yeah. Just kidding. But they do suck. All right, everyone. This is Identity Crisis, your weekly video game podcast. Please make sure to check us out on Podchaser. Podchaser.com/identitycrisis. Leave us a really nice review. Check out links to our social media, our Instagram, as well as our Patreon. Patreon.com/identitycrisis. We have a new patron to welcome this week, gentlemen. Say hello to Brandon. Thank you very much, Brandon, for supporting us on Patreon.
Brandon.
What up, Brandon?
His nickname to us is Leroy. So
yeah, what
is
up,
it?
Leroy?
What there up, Leroy?
Thank you very much. We
thanks
appreciate
for the follow,
it, Leroy.
Bro,
I guess. Yeah, thank you. Patronage. Thank you for the patronage. Would that be
patronage? Yeah,
there you go.
Thanks for something being a
like
G.
Thank you for your generosity.
Yeah, there. See, Josh, you got this. Josh has this. That was exactly what we should have said.
Okay.
All right. Let's.
We got speaking of everyone's thanking, how was everyone's Thanksgiving?
Oh yeah, how was your guys'?
Twas good.
Yeah. What did everybody do?
Did you do a lot? Hung out with. Yes, absolutely. As is tradition, you know, we had only the traditional Thanksgiving meals: enchiladas and tacos.
There you go.
And,
there you go.
Oh, nice
chicken tortilla soup. But I
love chicken tortilla soup.
Well, hell
I made a recipe that I had not tried before for it, and it turned out really good. I'll probably make it again in the future at some point.
Cool. Very nice.
All right.
Adam, how was yours?
Adam, how was yours?
Good. Just went to see my mom, Kat, and I on Thanksgiving. Had
nice.
Early dinner, hung out for a handful of hours, and head home. It was pretty chill.
Hell yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Justin?
We went down to visit Marissa's family. And
yeah.
I brought Secret Hitler. And
nice.
Weren't really sure.
Bold choice.
Yeah, we weren't really sure how it would go.
I was going to say first time seeing him, too?
No, I mean, we waited until her grandma and grandpa left. And then just
gotcha.
Her sister.
Like this earth or the house?
Wow, the house.
I'm just asking.
And so her mom, her sister, her sister's fiance, and then Marissa and I. And I figured, like, I talked him into playing, and I figured we'd play a couple rounds. And I think we played for a couple hours. And her mom was like, "I'm good at this. I like this." She wanted to keep playing, so we were there from like 9 in the morning till 7 or 8.
Nice.
And,
very nice.
Yeah, it was good. And then Friday we went over to Susan and David's. Julia was there and Chloe came up. So they all got to meet Marissa. We had sushi. And
hell yeah,
just had a chill weekend. Disgusting. The rest of the weekend.
Was it from Mandarin?
No, actually, we got Oyama, which was strange.
Oh, but nice.
It was still really good.
Cool. Yeah, we'll be. I'm actually going to get to see you in person soon for Christmas. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it's nice too because we have to go to her family's on Christmas Day. But I said that like one of the days I'm going to go, no matter what, to Susan's because anytime that you're in town, you get first priority to me.
Hell yeah, it'll be good.
I miss my brother.
We're gonna do a gingerbread competition. I can't wait. I was
so David may have guessed it.
What? How?
I didn't.
Oh, I don't want to spoil anything.
He was telling everyone that anything that you can think of offensive, we do worse. And then he's like, I don't really know how they can do worse than this one. And then he asked if we were doing something that starts with an A. And I was like, what? No. No, we would not do that. So
I can't wait. We'll maybe post it on social media depending on how bad it is, but we'll definitely share it with our patrons. How about that? So if you want to see our probably pretty disturbing gingerbread house Justin and I are going to do, support us on Patreon. That's how you're going to be able to see it. That's the only one I really trust, so I don't want to put that out into social media.
I kind of want to do it just to see it now. Like, no.
Yeah. All right, let's dive into the episode, boys. We're going to start off with, as we always do, with Jacob. Hi, Jacob.
What up, Jacob?
What up, Jacob?
What up, Jacob?
Jacob, very simple question this week. Is water wet? Adam, what do you got?
Depends on what state of matter it's in.
You know, that's fair.
If it's in a solid or a gas, no. If it's in a liquid, it resembles what we conceive as wet. It doesn't matter the liquid at that point.
Wait,
but yeah,
the gas can still be water, wet.
If it's collected enough, you know, like moisture, you know, or steam will eventually condense to liquid, and that's when it becomes wet.
I'm going to disagree.
I would say in liquid form, water is, yes, we consider it wet. But if it's in solid or gas, no.
Justin, are you on the same page with him?
Yeah, I think water in its actual liquid form is wet.
Okay. I'm going to disagree. Josh, what do you got?
I am going to somewhat disagree as well.
Well, you know what? Sometimes on the same page you're here. Both. Wrong. Oh.
I guess my only context. Oh, go ahead.
I looked up the definition, and there was two definitions. Yours is meeting the second one, which was to be in a liquid state. So that is absolutely correct. But the other definition, the first one, was for something to be saturated with water. And if we're talking about water here, then it is always and forever saturated with water.
See,
it's always wet.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Water is wet.
Except for dry ice.
Dry ice is not wet. It's dry.
Yeah.
But
and dangerous.
Water.
Yeah.
Water makes things wet. Water in itself is not wet. That's how I took it.
You're wrong. But it's fine.
I'm right. But nothing can be wet without water, right?
Well, water makes things wet.
Wrong.
Wait.
Justin, enough. I feel like I'm kind of on the same page as Josh here a little bit.
My one caveat was with gravity, because I don't know if you guys have ever seen guys on like space stations messing with water on their hand.
Yeah.
And like it's like a gel coating almost. Like it's not wet.
Wow. Justin, I'm gonna take that away from you. I swear to God.
Turn this car around right now.
I'll turn this car around. You know what's funny? Some of your more quiet ones, Justin, don't even show up on the episode. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't.
Oh. You shouldn't have said that.
You should make them all a little more quiet then.
Yeah, I turned the volume on all of them to be under 10. So now I'm going to turn them all up
to 11.
Here we go.
Up to 11. Anywho.
All right, Jacob, we are a house divided.
I thought it was
divided.
A good question, not going to lie.
Yeah, I did too. We're a house divided. I feel like I'm on the crazy end of the spectrum. Josh is somewhere in the middle. Josh is somewhere in the middle. And then Adam and Justin are on the same page. I still think I'm right, though. Still think I'm right.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things are wet, and it's because they're liquid, and that's what we perceive as wet.
We're moving on.
You can be wet with coffee or fucking Kool-Aid or
coffee
whatever
is just
you want.
Bean
I don't know.
Though. Like,
it's yeah.
Still, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Kool-Aid is just sugar water, though.
If you get densed with a liquid, you're like, oh, I'm wet with whatever it is.
Okay, if we took like a non-water liquid.
A non-water liquid. Okay, I'm listening.
So like liquid nitrogen. Okay. Granted it'd be fucking cold. But
yeah,
can something
and
be
there's
wet?
Like mercury, for example. I mean, there's definitely liquid things that you wouldn't like get on you and it would be wet. I definitely agree with you on that part.
Yeah,
sure.
so you you know, then it becomes like, does it have to be water? As long as it's a liquid, is it considered wet?
Huh.
I yeah, you're right on that part. I would agree with a handful of like weird liquids, but like I think as majority
like
of things go,
like if you put your
what
hands
we conceive
into
as wet,
if you put your hands into mercury, it, like not only are your hands wet, but now you have cancer. so I mean it's things are getting wet, like, you know, multiple senses there.
We've gone into the weeds here, boys. We've gone so far.
Josh
off the
and I
deep
could
end.
Have like an hour long conversation about this.
And we will. I'll Discord wet. You after the episode.
Yeah.
I'm just over here thinking about being wet.
Okay, we're moving the fuck on because we got tone Justin down. All right, let's do what are we playing now? Let's talk about some video games, huh? You know what? Just because of Justin's soundboard, he's going last. So Josh, why don't you kick us off?
I've only played Genshin still. So wow. so much Genshin. I hit level 51, so I'm like world level 7 now, which I think is like second to max. And yeah, just kind of kicking ass. That's pretty much it. I didn't even
just really, Genshin, all right,
because of the holidays. Didn't really play any tabletop games either. So
all right, that's fair.
Just only Genshin.
Yeah, got other shit to worry about. It's holiday week. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, what do you got?
Another week of ADD gaming, just bouncing around between a bunch of things. Tried out Halo Infinite for a handful of games and got destroyed by people.
Of course.
And that was frustrating. But it was fun, I guess-ish.
I guess.
Played Rust, which I haven't played in years, and that was surprisingly a shit ton of fun.
Really?
Yeah. Played with a buddy, and we went on a server that had, like probably, like, 90-some people on it, and it was just chaos, but at the same time, still super fun trying to figure out what to do, because we had never played before, and I don't know. Like, there, at one point, we got to a place where we started having some good stuff, and went to this dome area, which apparently is like a big PvP, like high loot area, which we didn't realize. And these dudes just destroyed us, but I didn't die. And there's VoIP, so you can like talk to him. And I was like talking to him, just like, oh yeah, it was our first day, just started to play Rust. And they like felt bad, like gave us all of our stuff back and like revived us and stuff.
Well, that's pretty nice.
But like, I don't know. Rust was super fun, way more fun than I was expecting.
Cool. That's pretty rare to find, too, honestly.
Yeah, like, for sure. Nice, well, like, when
nice
I've
people.
Played DayZ, like, I've had those experiences as well, where, like, hey, just kind of new DayZ, like, blah, blah, and, like, oh, what do you need? Like, and they start, like, dropping you stuff and trying to help you out. And,
nice.
Like, communities are pretty good, or they're the complete opposite and super toxic, so it's one right. or the other.
One or the other. There's no in between there. There's no gray area. I like it. Anything else?
What else? Oh, yeah. Played some, like, Horizon. Played 7 Days to Die for a couple days.
Wait, Horizon?
Fun. Yeah, Forza Horizon.
Oh, I thought Horizon Zero
Dawn. Did some racing with Justin, Cam, some other people.
Nice.
And then played Don't Starve with Cat.
Is Horizon fun? Because from what I've heard, is it gets boring really fast.
I love it.
Really?
I really enjoyed the, like, off-roading stuff like that. Like, not on the actual streets, but, like, when we were using, like, the Broncos or, like, weird other off-road stuff and just plowing through landscape, I thought that was so much fun. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, I've read a few reviews and or, like, seen some stuff on Twitter, and everybody said it's fun for, like, 6 hours, and then you just run out of shit to do, which is kind of disappointing.
I'm much past that.
I
haven't run out of shit to do.
All right, there you go. All right. Cool. What else, Adam?
Last thing was Kat and I played a little bit of Don't Starve together yesterday.
Don't Starve together.
Yep. Very nice. Yeah, I've been really digging that game. If no one's checked that out, I've been following that game for a long, long time. I think I played it back when Justin, you and I were going to Kirkwood, when it was still like a web browser, like Chrome extension game, like long ass time ago. But nice. I love that game.
Very cool. All right, Justin, obviously been playing Forza, but what else?
Yes, I'm not going to waste the time. I've played literally all the exact same games as last week. Nothing new.
Okay. The same shit. That's fair. But you are enjoying Forza?
Justin bought a game today, which I'm super excited. Hopefully we'll talk about it next week.
Oh, okay. Never mind. We'll DayZ. Save it. Oh, there you go. It's fucking boring, but you have fun.
You shut up. It's going to be amazing.
Well, it's different on PC because there's like different mods and servers and stuff, so you can change the experience.
I suppose.
Yep.
Well, best of luck. Hopefully that goes well.
The four of us are going to destroy the map. It's going to be great.
Have fun. So I actually got some gaming in after not being able to game at all before the holidays. I've been playing Kingdom Come Deliverance, which I've played in the past, and I don't know why I quit, but it's a really good game, and I'm really enjoying it. It's like Skyrim meets, I guess it's like a, in quotes, more realistic Skyrim. Like they went for, it's like Skyrim meets Red Dead, I guess would be a good way to put it. Where it's like a lot slower paced and you're not going to be like a goddamn superhero at any point in time. You're just kind of a normal dude.
Did you throw a poo on neighbor's wall at the beginning as a kid?
No. Yeah, you do. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's one of the quests in the very beginning.
I've always been curious about that game.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
If you liked the pacing of Red Dead, I'd say you'll probably enjoy it. It's not, like I said, if you go up against like three guys in full armor, you're going to die. Like there's no hope. You can probably take two on yourself. So it's not like you're going to be just this ultimate sword master. That's not how it works. Much slower paced. Like I said, a little like minor survival elements to it, I guess. Like you have to eat and sleep and stuff like that. But I don't know. I'm really enjoying it. So I've been playing that because all the DLC came out and I never got to play in the DLC. So that's kind of why I did it. Then Xbox was having Black Friday sale and I downloaded Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2. And I got a little upset because I didn't do my research first. And as soon as I booted up the game, it said Activision. And I was like, God damn it. I wasn't going to buy any more Activision games.
What'd you think?
I didn't even think about it. I just bought it. And then I was like, fuck. Geez. So, yeah, bought that, played it for a little while. It's fun to fuck around for a little bit.
Can you do that?
No.
Can you do can't. Refund?
No. Josh and I played that at Gen Con together when we were at our...
It's not like Steam, huh?
There you go.
Yeah, we played it for probably an hour, you think, Josh?
Yeah. Yeah, so we played, like, skate or horse, you know? Like, where you get horse, a letter if you fail.
Yep.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I'm really bad at it. It's good. But, because that's one of those games that I did not retain my memory of at all.
For sure. Same.
Yeah. But it's a nice, like, fuck around for an hour game. You know what I mean? It's not one that you're going to sit down and grind for 6 hours.
Agreed.
So I kind of like that. And then, and this is one I really wanted to talk about. Every once in a while, I just get an urge to play a sports game, right? They're not my favorite genre, but like I played MLB The Show and really enjoyed it. And I was just kind of flipping through Game Pass.
Yeah, WWE. Looking for
fuck no, I didn't. And then I was flipping through Game Pass looking for something to play. And then so I saw they had Madden, not 2022, but 2021. So last year's Madden. I was like, fuck it. I'll download Madden and fuck around for a while, you know? Let me tell you guys. You need to experience this. So
nope,
just listen. There is a
wrong.
Mode. There
like
is
I'm
a
do
mode.
The soundboard. Nope.
There is a mode in Madden called Face of the Franchise, and essentially, it's like the story. It's like Madden installed a story element, and you create a character, and you go from like high school all the way up to the NFL, and the story is like half. The worst, most cliche sports movie you've ever seen in your life. And the other half is like a fucking fever dream. Like, I can't.
So drugs and women and all sorts of craziness.
No. So you start off in high school, right? So I created my character, Burt Macklin, who's part-time high school student, part-time FBI agent, Parks and Rec reference. So Burt Macklin. So the story starts off. You're like, and I haven't even made it to the NFL, but I'm blown away. So you start off, you're just like a guy who wants to play football. And they have another quarterback on the team. His name is Tommy. And Tommy is the classic, like, this is my fucking team, you son of a bitch. He's one of those guys, like, in every sports movie you've ever seen. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And, like, he's just an asshole. And so, like, you meet this guy and the coach. And then the coach walks away, and Burt Macklin's like, what's your problem, man? And Tommy goes, I have a congenitive heart defect, and if anybody finds out, I'm not going to be able to play football anymore, to a total stranger. He says this to a complete and total stranger. And then, like, the game decides to go the Mass Effect route, or try to, where it gives you, like, decision-based choices, right? So, like, you can choose to turn this kid in, or you can choose to keep his secret. And I was like, well, I kind of want to see Tommy die. So I kept his secret. But, EA, listen to me. If you're going to do choice-based shit, you got to have branching storylines. Because I chose to keep his secret. The game was just like, oh, well, we didn't have anything written for that. So we're just going to pretend like you told the coach and turned him in or whatever. So this Tommy guy has to, like, goes down in the middle of a game because his heart is failing. And he has to get rushed to the hospital. You take over as quarterback, win the game, blah, 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 right? Go to the state championship, win the game, blah, blah, blah. Then you're at, like, this combine thing, I guess, for, like, high school kids before they go to college. And Tommy shows back up out of nowhere, and he's like, I want to play wide receiver. And the coach is like, all right, kid, you can go play wide receiver. Never done it in your fucking life, but let's do this. What's the worst that could happen? So you're at this combine thing on the field. Practicing, who walks across the screen, who just like on the field, just walks across the screen, Snoop D-O-double-G. That's right. Snoop Dogg walks across and is like, hey, man, I'm a big fan of yours. To a high school kid. I'm a big fan. Snoop Dogg, the rapper, big fan. So then you have a conversation with Snoop Dogg, and then you go play at college, and then Tommy follows you to college and like tries to take your job back, but you're supposed to be best friends. And then the coach is like, we're going to start Tommy. And then he almost dies of a heart attack again. And it's just fucking wild. I've never, for a football game, like this is a football game with like General Hospital or like the Young and the Restless tied in with it. And it's terrible. And I can't stop playing. Like, I think about it when I'm at work. I can't stop playing. It's unbelievable. And I can't wait to make it to the majors or to the NFL and see what happens next. So I'm going to keep playing that. I will update everybody as we go.
Yeah. I can't wait for your guy to get a coke addiction and then like some other things. And like us.
How long until he gets a domestic abuse charge?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Over under 2 years.
Is that because of the storyline or because we know it's the NFL?
The NFL.
Both.
Or both.
Yeah.
But I guess EA, don't put stories in your sports games. You don't need them. You don't need to have a story in a Ryan. Sports game. Yeah. I can't. Like, Snoop Dogg came out of nowhere. What is happening in this fucking game?
Well, Snoop Dogg's in Trailer Park Boys. He's all over the fucking place. Corona commercials. Like, what do you want? Like,
it's just blown away.
He's just great at marketing himself.
Did he come out blazing a big old bleezy?
No, he was like, he's just walking across the field, texting on his phone, just oblivious to the fact that he can get fucking steamrolled by a linebacker at any second. Oh my god.
Yeah. Wait, in the middle of like the game?
No, they're like warm-ups. Like they were warming up.
Oh.
But I'm like, what the fuck is Snoop Dogg doing here? I don't know, dude. Oh my god. Okay.
Apparently he had a lot of money on that game. He just wanted to pump him up.
Yeah, right. Oh, blows my mind. All right. So that's my Madden experience. That's what I've been playing. That's it.
I'm saddened by that.
It's not going to be my game of the year. I'm just going to say that right now. Spoiler alert. So, but I'm going to keep playing it. All right. That wraps up. What are we playing now? Let's jump into some news. Number one, the Daybreak Game Company, known for the development of the DC Universe Online game, is now reportedly working on an MMO set in the Marvel Universe. The publisher's Texas studio, Dimensional Inc. Studios, is working on the game, while the rest of the company continues to work on DC Universe Online. Now, I know we have... Huh?
This seems like a conflict of interest.
A little bit. A little bit, right? You would think. But yeah, we've had some people who've talked about MMOs in this podcast or have enjoyed MMOs in the past. Did any of you check out DC Universe Online?
Yes.
Yeah, way back in the day.
Way back a little bit.
And it was I think I remember playing it on PS3, if I remember right.
Yeah, it came out on
PS3. It's been out a long time, right?
Originally, yeah. Because I did the beta test for the PS3 version.
Did you?
Way, 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 way back in the day. It was like when I was still at Kirkwood. A long time ago.
So, what are your thoughts on the game, Josh? Did you like it? Was it a good game? I don't remember enough to even comment on it, to be honest.
It was pretty entertaining. I liked that you could make your own, like, hero. Like, by selecting different, like, builds of, like, super speed or flying or, like, acrobatics or whatever. The game was a little bit bad when it came out initially, and I don't know if it got any better, but also like there was no balancing done whatsoever initially, so if you just picked flying you just won every battle like against the NPCs because they couldn't fly, so you just like hover above them 5 feet and some of them could pull you, but then you just flew again, like you just, because if you picked, it was like guns or like magic, like where you can shoot from a range and flying together, you just didn't get hit the entire game.
What the fuck?
So I'm sure they improved upon it. And because I think even like before I quit, they were fixing a bunch of stuff. They were adding more like story content, and I really enjoyed it at the time. I wouldn't say it was a great game at the time, but it was fun.
Okay, so what do you think about them pivoting to MCU? Actually, I guess doing both, actually.
I was a little bit surprised at this news, not because they would be working on a Marvel one, but that DC Universe Online still exists and people are working on
it's
it.
It's still going.
Right.
I thought that they shut it down, like, years ago, but maybe they only shut down, like, the old console versions. Maybe it's, like, only PC or new consoles or something. As far as the Marvel standpoint goes, I mean, if it's working for them on the DC side of things, I don't know. It seems like a good idea because, you know, there's tons and tons of characters and stories and things like that that they just can't touch currently by only supporting, you know, one publisher. So,
right.
I kind of wish that if they make a second DC Universe Online, that they could just have merged them, like DC and Marvel combined, and that would be dope. Obviously, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, never in a million
But if they
years.
Make just like a clone of it with Marvel characters, I don't know. I probably wouldn't play it. But I would imagine it would have to be better than the DC Universe Online game because, that game came out in like 2011 or something. I'm probably exaggerating, but I don't think by a lot.
I think you're probably pretty close.
I don't know. It has to be better. The Marvel version has to be better, just in the fact that it's coming out like 10, 12, you know, whatever years later.
The engines and stuff it's going to be built on is going to be better. Yeah.
Yeah, and they've just learned released, their lessons, hopefully.
Josh, initial release January 11th of 2011.
Oh, yeah.
Very close.
There you go.
So, like I said, it was around the time I was in Kirkwood, so it would have been like 2010, 2011, 2012, like that range. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I would hope that they've like learned their lessons from the first one, all of like the improvements and patching and everything, balancing that they've probably done to that game since I played it originally. I would imagine that the Marvel one just has to start better.
Yeah, you'd hope so. Adam, I'm guessing you played and you went the villain Joker route, right?
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh yeah, of course. do you remember much? Like, how much did you play?
I'm kind of with. I mean, like 100% of what Josh said. Like, I played it a long time ago when it first came out. Did that route. Probably didn't play much. It was kind of fun, but not super memorable.
Yeah,
and was really 100% surprised to hear that it was still going. I thought it had been canceled a long time ago. So right. I guess if Marvel's doing it, that's great. But at the same time, it's like it was kind of an unmemorable game. So a little worried about that part of it, I guess. But obviously something's working for it. So
yeah. In fact, I think in the article I read, it said they're planning on the biggest expansion ever in 2023 for DC Universe. I'm like, Jesus, it is still going, I guess. People are obviously playing it, so
what's the draw of keep playing that over and over again? I don't know.
Well, maybe when Marvel comes out, it'll kill this game. Who knows? Because it'll be something new. You know what I mean? But who knows?
I mean, if you think of like the people who play WoW and whatever, they're constantly adding new stuff and new dungeons and new story and whatever. So, like, while it didn't hold my interest personally, if you started playing this in like 2016 or something, like years and years and years later, where they've already added tons of content, it might be an amazing game now. I doubt it, but it's possible.
Yeah.
Right.
Justin, did you ever play?
Yeah, but I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah,
I don't think I played it very long, and I just MMOs are.
I just don't really have the time for them anymore.
Right. Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. Like, I think like I said, I'm PS3. I feel like I did play it. I don't remember fuck all about it at all. But I'm a I guess when it comes to like games and movies and stuff, I'm a bigger Marvel fan than I am DC. When it comes to comic books, I'm a bigger DC fan than I am Marvel, but
I'm curious if it's just going to be a reskin or if it's going to be unique or
what it's same engine be. As right. that or
yeah. yeah. Hopefully they update their engine. Jesus Christ.
It's mostly positive on Steam with almost 18,000 reviews.
Interesting.
Yeah, November 2nd, 2011.
I mean, if it's still going, that speaks to it, but and obviously it's free to play. The draw to that is I mean, everyone wants to be. I see the draw to play a superhero, I guess, where I'm going with that. But
yeah, absolutely.
If it's free to play, then fuck it. I don't know. I might make a hero and fly around bit.
Yeah.
For a night and then uninstall it.
Right. Never think about it again.
You're a fucking superhero. Like, I don't know. Where do you progress, like RPG style wise, or like progress your character? Oh, I already have superpowers. I'm just gonna get more superpowers.
My laser eyes are taken over by a symbiote. Oh, there you go. You might be able to. Who knows?
It's Marvel. Symbiote or bust.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Obviously, we're years and years and years away from this game coming out, but might be cool. Might be cool to check out. Number two. A good news for everyone who has been waiting patiently to play Dying Light 2. Lead game designer, I'm going to butcher the shit out of this name, Taimon Smektaya, we're going to go with that, said recently in an interview that there is, quote, absolutely, what?
I just said close enough.
Said recently in an interview that there is, quote, absolutely zero chance, end quote, of the game being delayed again. It looks like we will finally be ready to slay some zombies when the game releases February 4th of next year. Well, good news for Justin, who had Dying Light 2 on our competition, right?
I don't think I did.
You had him?
No, I think Adam did.
Who did? Oh, did Adam steal it?
No.
No, because
someone stole it from me. Okay, well,
I'm pulling it up now.
I think you're wrong. But I hope you're not.
Dying Light 2,
Dying Light 2 was Justin.
Oh, yeah. Well, fucking A.
So,
hell yeah.
I guess good news for you. It is for sure coming out, so you're going to get points, sir. And also, you're going to be able to play the game, so that's good news, right?
Hell yeah.
But I want to take it back. I want to take it back to our episode, our competition episode we did last week, because you said it's not your most anticipated game of next year, and that blows my mind. You said Vampire is, but you have talked nonstop about Dying Light.
Yeah, and I'll probably play Dying Light more.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's something like a Vampire Skyrim just...
Sounds awesome.
Picks my trigger. I don't know what to say.
It's my trigger. all four of us are hyped about this game coming out, obviously. So, is it 4-player co-op?
It sure is.
Can you play?
It used to be, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Maybe I was just looking at the Steam page of it, and it is 4-player.
There you go. Maybe we can all hop on and play.
Well, that would mean you'd have to actually game with us, Ryan.
On a PC,
on a computer.
Which you don't ever do.
If I ever get my second monitor working, we'll see. I hate computers.
Oh, you got a second monitor computers. Finally? You're not a plebe anymore?
Oh.
Yeah, what? I bought it myself.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome.
No, I got an early Christmas present from Justin. I have a second monitor. Except it's not working because the cord isn't... I don't know. Fuck it. Anyways, it's not working. But
because Ryan doesn't know where to plug things into, and he doesn't have the right cable.
The ones who sent me the goddamn cable, Adam. That's not my fucking fault. This one happened on console.
Every monitor you buy is going to give you an HDMI cable. That doesn't mean it's going to work for your computer.
I think we can all agree that it's Justin's fault for not sending the cable with it.
You know? Because he didn't know what Ryan's graphics card was. Yep. I mean, did you know what graphics card?
No, Adam. I didn't know shit.
Adam, I don't know what graphics card I have. What the fuck are you talking about?
Wow, you go to fucking device manager in your PC. Like, oh my god, Ryan. Learn something, fucking boomer.
This wouldn't happen on console. This wouldn't happen on console. I'm just saying. Yeah, you're right, because
you wouldn't have another monitor on a console.
I don't fucking need one on a console. And we're moving on. Fuck.
Bleeb.
But thanks for the monitor, Justin. Thanks for the monitor.
You're welcome.
Is it a nice monitor, by the way, Justin?
It is a nice monitor. All right. Number three, and what will hopefully be one of the last times we need to talk about Activision before a bunch of assholes get fired, all three major gaming platform CEOs have spoken out about the company. Xbox's Phil Spencer, PlayStation's Jim Ryan, and Nintendo of America president Doug Bowser have all commented in some form about how disturbed they are, and Spencer even went as far as to say that he is, quote, evaluating Xbox's relationship with Activision, end quote. All of this, of course, means very little unless one of the companies decides to actually do something about it. So when this first broke, Jim Ryan was the first person to say something about it, and I sent a group text with the article or a screenshot or something just to kind of see what you guys thought about it. And Josh was on my page where it doesn't mean fuck all, and it's not going to mean fuck all, but I wish it meant something. But Josh, we'll go to you first since you're the one who responded. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not super optimistic. Not that I ever am, but particularly in this case, because like saying, hey, I don't agree with those things, but we're still going to sell. We're still going to do business with them. Like, does nothing to change anything. And so, you know, for instance, like the quote of evaluating don't mean shit. Like,
it doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
It just means like Xbox is like, oh, they're still making us money. Okay. Yep. We reevaluated. So like, unless there's some like actual substance or action to your concern, it's pointless. And I feel a little bit bad that I'm jaded enough to think that like all these comments are just pure PR. Like, we're gonna distance ourselves in speech, but not distance ourselves in any other meaningful way.
Right. I mean, I literally just bought Tony Hawk, an Activision game, on sale. It was one of the, when you click on the Black Friday sale, it's one of the first games that pops up. So obviously, they don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But I wish they would do something. I don't think they're going to. But Justin, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I don't think anything is going to come from it. Like, I don't know. Reevaluate my life every day, but I'm still here.
I got dark.
Okay.
I'm totally kidding, by the way. I was going for the walls there. They're all the companies that we're talking about are just too big. I don't see anyone realistically doing anything. It doesn't make business sense, so I don't necessarily blame them, but it would be nice. I don't know. It's like, take Battlefield, for instance. I fucking love Battlefield. But like every single time a game does bad, everyone's like, this is what you get for supporting these companies or pre-ordering or blah, blah, blah. But everyone still does it. So.
Yes. Yep.
Like you, buy an Activision game again. And then you went and bought an Activision game.
It was an accident.
Yeah, well, you still gave money to Activision.
Yes, I did. Yep. You're right, I did. Yep. I did.
You done fucked up.
I done fucked up. But my only, like, at first I kind of entertained the thought of maybe somebody will do something. Because, like, PlayStation pulled Cyberpunk off their storefront. But that was because the game was broken, not because.
Yeah, and consoles. Yeah.
I just saw. Console. You couldn't. They had a deal over Thanksgiving or whatever, and I saw an article that they had Cyberpunk had its biggest player count ever now.
Really? Interesting.
It was up to 12.
Wow.
That's awesome. Adam, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, you guys touched on a lot of the same things. My only thought was, I think if anyone was going to be the first one to potentially make a move and sever ties, I think it would be Nintendo.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the like least to lose, I would say. Like, you know, vast majority of their stuff is like Call of Duty, but they would lose out on like the Crash Bandicoots, Spyros, like Skylanders, and, like the more kitty sort of things, but at the same time I think that's such a small thing, and even we've talked about in previous episodes, like they've been branching out to so many other things. I think if they I think they would be the ones that would sever it, like Xbox and PlayStation with Call of Duties and all their other things. They would not be doing that.
Yeah, I think you said the three magic words there, Adam, which is Call of Duty. There is no fucking chance that Microsoft or Sony will pull Call of Duty off their marketplace.
Just like, just remember, no Sekiro is under that umbrella.
What is?
Sekiro.
Is it? Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, very true.
Yeah, that is under that umbrella.
Yeah. So, I mean, the only way there's going to be justice here is through the legal system, and I'm not even confident that that's going to pull through. In fact, I'm probably more pessimistic than optimistic that that's going to pull through for us, but I don't know. The only thing people can do is not do what I did and do some research and just don't buy their fucking games anymore. So, I'm pretty mad that I bought that. But, yeah, there you go. yeah, we'll see. They're not going to make a move. It's Josh hit it. It's PR. It's exactly what it is. It's PR. So they don't give a fuck. They want money. All right. Let's move on to some happier stuff. Let's do some listener questions. Thank God I didn't do listener questions last week because I forgot. Holiday weeks, nobody ever listens until way later. So like we had very few downloads last week. So we got some older listener questions to plug in, which is really nice. So first up, Tim writes in. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Tim. What up, Tim?
What up, Tim?
He says, hey guys, with some big shooters just releasing, I'm wondering what your preference is. Games like Call of Duty and Battlefield are $60 up front, but are relatively complete games, with the exception of all the bugs in Battlefield. Thanks, EA. Justin just talked about this. But games like Halo came out and are free to play, but unlocking things through a battle pass takes forever and is pretty annoying. What is your preference? Well, Justin, since you just said you love Battlefield and he called out Battlefield, I'll have you go first. What is your preference? Would you rather do a free-to-play or a $60 upfront game?
I mean, if Battlefield came out free-to-play, I would have rather done that and then just bought the season pass or whatever. Because either way, you're going to have to buy the season pass on games like that, so it costs more.
Yeah.
And
but
I don't know, like it depends on what you're unlocking, but I don't know, like if a game came out and was actually done and shipped working as it's supposed to be, like we talked about Cyberpunk again, paying full price for a game that, granted, we were fine because we have nice machines, but without it I definitely see the frustration. So I don't know if I would prefer, I don't mind paying, I guess is where I'm going, if the game is right.
Yeah.
Like Dying Light 2, no. I'll pay full price, but it better not crash and we better not spend 30 minutes to 2 hours trying to get into a party and trying all sorts of shit to make it work and then servers crashing, because that's just going to piss me right the fuck off.
Right. Totally agree. Adam, what about you?
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, I'm getting to the point in my age where, like, I'm not about to buy, like, the $60 titles when they first come out. I'm going to give them a handful of days and see how people have. Like, Battlefield, I feel like, is kind of a good example. Like, I was kind of interested, but I feel like there's a lot of issues, and I feel like I'm just going to wait a little bit on it. And when it comes out a little bit cheaper and they've ironed out some things, then I'll be curious. And then, so I don't know. If it's a good game and it comes out and it's done right, I'll pay the 60, but
yeah,
we'll see. There's been a lot of misses on a lot of big titles lately, so
yeah, there has been. That's very true. Josh, what about you?
Upfront, complete, all day.
Yeah.
Now, I don't play a ton of like multiplayer shooters, like where, you know, we're talking about Call of Duty and Battlefields and things like that. So if I'm going through the games, like the shooters that I have really enjoyed, you know, like mainly single player games, it doesn't really make sense to have like updated content later on, unless it's like a DLC or something. But I think this, the other part of this conversation is don't pre-order games. Don't do it. I'm fine with $60 if I know that this game actually is good and whatever. We're essentially just like giving a free loan for something that is awful, theoretically.
Yeah.
Awful, you know, and sometimes right. It works out for me where I pre-order a game and it's fantastic. And then sometimes I pre-order Duke Nukem. So like,
wait, did you pre-order Duke Nukem?
I did Duke Nukem Forever like 15 years ago. They just had my pre-order for like 15 years and then I eventually got it and it was fucking garbage. So I knew it was going to be garbage at that point after it had been in development hell for 20 years.
Yeah.
But I mean, moral of the story is just don't, like, if it's not a complete game when it comes out, you have spent zero money, like, right? You can either be like Adam, just wait for it to come down in price to like where it level sets what it really should be. Or in the case of like Cyberpunk, they update it and they fix a lot of things and they add content, you know, like where,
like No Man's Sky is like a perfect example of that as well. Like, came out not so great. It's gotten kind of to a good spot.
Yeah. And so I neither want to play their incomplete game that I then have to season pass, and I don't want to pay $60 for an incomplete game. So it's just like I don't need that game. I don't need to play it if it's going to be bad. I'll just wait like 5 years from now and then get it for $3 on CD Keys or GOG or something. Like, what was the what was that like? That shooter we played, Insurgency. Is that
Insurgency Sandstorm?
Yeah. We have another buddy that just got that.
That's a great game. It's like $5, you know, like, you know, on sale or whatever. It's not very expensive. Tons of content, lots of players still. I would just rather go buy an existing game that is already done with its content and spend not very much money than like take the risk on like a free to play battle pass DLC bullshit.
Yeah, you play Genshin.
Yeah. But I mean that like the content that they're adding is free content.
I'm kidding.
So like I don't really consider that a battle pass because there is a battle pass in the game. Don't get me wrong. There is a battle pass where you could get free, like, primo gems and shit, like materials for things, but it's not like content locking you. Also, don't whale in danger either. Not recommended.
I think, for me, like, when it comes to, like, online shooters, I take free to play all day, every day. Like, I played Saturday night, I think I played Halo with Jeremy and Leif and another guy we know, Eric, and like the thing, there's battle passes on that obviously, and it's all cosmetic, and I don't give a shit about cosmetics. Like, I couldn't care less, so that, whatever. My only gripe with Halo Infinite is like not all the game modes are there, right? Like, that's annoying. And like, there's no SWAT, there's no infection or whatever the fuck it's called. And then, yeah, I don't know. Like, there's not, the custom games suck too. There's not a lot of options. And there's no, like, designated playlist. Like, you can't just do Slayer or Capture the Flag. You have to do, like, a mix. So you might be playing Oddball, and then you might be playing Stronghold, and then you might be playing Capture the Flag. Like, it's just random. So in that sense, it's kind of annoying. But I don't play enough of them to care, so I take free-to-play all the time. If it's, like, a single-player campaign, fucking give me a working, functioning game at $60 or $70 any day of the week. Absolutely, that's what I'll take. Because, yeah, that's my jam, so I don't want to. That's why fucking Avengers sucked so goddamn bad. That was $60, and it's all this other bullshit on top of it. So do one or the other, I guess, is my thing. But thank you very much for the question, Tim. We do appreciate it. Christian is up next. Hi, Christian.
What up, Christian?
What up, Christian?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not participating anymore.
I love it.
I'm not.
I was shaking in my chair. You weren't?
Yeah, I'm glad we don't have cameras yet, because I was over here dancing.
Right?
Yeah, I was bouncing to the beat. You weren't, Ryan?
You guys like that upgrade? That was a good upgrade.
We'll see from Christian, but I liked it.
We've asked Christian almost every episode what he thinks about that, and he has completely ignored the question and moved on to his question.
Is he ignoring it or trying to be nice?
Yeah, I don't know.
Column A, column B.
Well, if he hated it, then I would just try to find a different music genre.
Speaking of not having cameras yet, really, really quick segue. Last week, our listeners won't know this because I edited it out, but Justin mentioned there's another podcast out there that has interacted with our social media, and Justin said the name or whatever, and I was like, oh, I'll check it out. So I did. Really bad. It was really, 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 really bad. I'm not going to go into details, but at one point they mentioned that they have a YouTube channel. So I was like, oh, I'll check out their YouTube channel, because they obviously have video, and see what it looks like. Also really bad, and I don't know why, but neither of them were wearing shirts. Just shirtless in front of a camera. And I was like, oh.
Were they in a hot tub?
Nope. Just sitting at their separate desks, no shirts. And I'm not, yeah, it was
if
bad,
we ever, like, go bad. To full video, just be prepared that I'm only going to wear a shirt. Be dialed up.
Thank you,
here.
Josh.
Yeah. Ryan listened to that other podcast that I mentioned, and this was his reaction.
Oh, now you fucked up. Now you fucked up. You have fucked up now. Now you fucked up.
It's
now
still going.
Now you fucked up.
Now you fucked up. Rest in peace, Trevor Moore. That made me sad more than anything, Justin.
Sorry.
But yeah, dude, it was not good. So we're gonna be much. Yeah, R.I.P. Trevor Moore. We're gonna be much higher quality when we go to video. I promise. So more on that later, of course. Anyways, back to Christian. Christian says, hey, gents, sounds like we are going to see the Halo TV show at the Game Awards. Is this something you are excited for? I feel like this is going to be a train wreck. I like Halo, but I definitely don't think we need a series about it. Thoughts? Josh, we'll go to you first.
I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, just fine. Fine.
Yeah, like, I'm not expecting a whole lot out of it. I know lots of people love the storyline, like, love the like, lore around the Halo universe, and I think that they could do something very successful there. Will it be successful? That I'm not as convinced. I think it'll be okay, but I think it'll be skippable, probably. But I've never been like the biggest Halo fan, so maybe that's factoring in. But I imagine like if it's like a hard science Halo show, that could be cool. Like if you combined Halo with The Expanse, for those of you who have watched it, like
nice.
That's space one of the greatest shows well. That's ever been on TV. For anyone that has never watched The Expanse, you need to.
So fucking good. It's on Amazon Prime if anyone hasn't seen it. But
seriously, one of the best shows ever.
But like, you know, like a hard science, like sci-fi show like that, but in the Halo universe, I think could be very successful. I'm just not convinced it will be.
Yeah, they did a live action movie a while back. Do you remember this?
For Halo?
Nope.
Yeah, they did.
No.
And I can't remember what it's called
at all.
It was like a animated thing, right?
No, it was live action. Hang on.
I think I actually did watch that, and it focused on like a
Forward Unto Dawn.
Master Chief was also in it.
Yes, it's called Forward Unto Dawn. I thought it was very fine, just like Josh was saying. It was very okay. And I don't know. I mean, you can obviously do a lot more in a series than you can in a movie. So hopefully that'll be better. But yeah, we'll see.
94% of Google users liked that Halo show.
Wow, really? Interesting. I don't know. Adam, what are your thoughts on this? Are you excited for Halo at all?
Nope.
That was really fast.
Could care less about the lore, God. Honestly. Like, the best Halo content that has like come out of that is Red versus Blue.
Yeah, fuck yeah, Rooster Teeth, man.
Yeah, Rooster Teeth, Red versus Blue. They're like season 1, 2, and 3 or so, like amazing. The rest started getting a little weird, but yeah.
As we're talking about this, I googled that movie name and I saw they just released the trailer early. So the trailer for the TV show is out right now, like as we speak.
That's
I'm gonna watch it later. Yeah, but wait, Justin, you excited for this? For Halo. Just released the trailer for the Halo show.
Oh, I need to watch that. Well, obviously I haven't watched it yet, so I don't know for sure.
They
but
they just dropped it.
It would probably be something that I would watch while doing other things. But yeah. I don't know. I like the Halo universe. Can't hurt to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with Josh. It's going to be fine. I think it's going to be fine. And I'll check it out, of course. I mean, it's game related and I run a podcast, so I probably should. So I'll check it out. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I am excited for the Game Awards. You know what I'm not excited for the Game Awards, though? It just so happens the Game Awards is Thursday, December 9th. You know what else happens to be Thursday, December 9th? The fucking Vikings game. It's our only Thursday night game of the whole season, and it just happens to be the night of the Game Awards. So
no.
If only you have two monitors that you can.
Oh
watch
wait, the game. I was gonna say you can watch both.
No, I'm gonna watch the Vikings, and then the next day I will go back and watch the Game Awards. That's my plan. So
wow. Way to multitask, Ryan.
No, if I'm watching the Vikings, there is no multitasking, man. I'm there for it. All right, we're moving on. Up next, Pistol Pete writes in. Hi, Pistol Pete.
What up, Pete?
Pistol Pete. Pew, pew, pew. We both
dude,
got him.
Pew, pew, that, pew. That coincided perfectly. Did you plan
it
that?
It really did. The timing
no,
was perfect.
No, we didn't.
The timing was perfect. Holy shit. That was awesome.
Been working my ventriloquism skills. That was all me to do with Justin.
Yeah, and that's also just Adam and I's life story together. Perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
True.
Oh, Jesus, that's great. Alright, so Pistol Pete says, hey guys, I just wanted to point out how ridiculous gaming websites are now. I was on IGN and they had an article about the best reviewed games of the year so far. They had 72 games that received a score of 8 or better. That's impossible. Granted, I have not played all of the games they listed, but that's insane, right? No way have there been 72 games released in a single year that are that good. How is anyone supposed to get accurate ideas of what games to play when, in quotes, journalists are doing things like this? Do you think they're so afraid of making a developer mad that they give better scores? So I went on IGN and checked this out, and he's absolutely right. There's, I didn't go through all 72 of them, but there are 72 games.
I went through the list as well.
Did you go through the whole thing?
Yeah, I scrolled through them.
Like, how divvied up between 8, 9, and 10 was it? Like, mostly 8s, I'm guessing?
They were mostly 8s.
Yeah, around there. Yeah. Like,
3/4 of them were all 8s.
Of course.
Yeah, and there was, like, definitely 3/4 of them. I was like, I don't even know that was a fucking game. Okay. And, like, someone was like, okay, I heard about that game, and it was like, meh. You know, and then there was some, obviously, they were just like, of course, they're going to be on that list, but
yeah.
I don't know. And then, of course, I hate IGN because their website, and if you have ad blockers, it's like, oh, we checked an ad blocker. We don't like you.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, their website's stupid.
Of course, fuck it IGN. Is. Fuck IGN. But yeah, I mean, what do you, Adam? We'll start with you. What do you think to Pistol Pete's point? 72 games, 8 or higher. You think that's possible?
No, I mean, I just touched on it. Like, I'm done.
Done.
Move on. Like, I literally just said all my points. Nope.
So then his other part of the question, where do you get information of on how to play a game or not? How do you decide if a game is worth playing?
Honestly, it's probably, unfortunately, more from, like, Twitch. And, like, see if people are actually playing. And then seeing actual gameplay.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, this game looks cool because someone's actually playing this. You know what I mean? Like, versus watching a trailer or getting hyped from a journalist. Like, I want to see somebody actually playing it. And then I'm like, okay, now I know what the game looks like. So.
There you go. That works. Justin, what are your thoughts about 72 games, 8 or better? Is that doable? What do you think?
I feel like they're sending or making, I don't know, maybe they're getting paid to review high. I don't know. I was looking through this list and like they have Forza as a 10 out of 10 and I love Forza, but a 10 out of 10. And they had that Forgotten City game on there.
Which is outstanding.
Yeah, what
they give that?
I think that's on the 8 or 9. But Road 96, that's not an 8. Riders Republic is sure as fuck not an 8. Road 96, it's on Switch. I don't know if it's on anything else. It's a quirky little, I don't know, it's weird. 12 minutes, not an 8.
No, fuck no, it's not an 8. No. Yeah, I don't know.
Chivalry 2, a 9? Like, no. It's fun, but it's not a 9. Yeah, Forgotten City they have is a 9.
I would give Forgotten City a 9. I'm not gonna lie. I would give that game a 9. That game was outstanding, man.
The only one that makes sense or doesn't make sense for the wrong reason, they got Hot Wheels Unleashed as a 9, and that should be a 10.
I'm not gonna lie, I clicked on that one thinking it was a joke at first, but no, their review is a 9.
I've heard really good things about that game, honestly. I just can't imagine spending first or the $60, whatever it is.
But yeah. You hear really good things about it, but it's not going to be a 9. Like, it's just not. I'm sorry. It could be a really great racing sim. It's not a 9. There's no way.
Hot Wheels is not a racing sim.
Yeah, well,
Ryan gets it, like, and all of a sudden there's this whole story, just like,
yeah,
and you're like, oh shit, this is amazing.
Snoop Dogg pops in. Snoop Dogg has his own Hot Wheel.
He's driving a giant blunt with wheels.
Heard you really got on those wheels, kid. I'm gonna be watching you. Vin Diesel comes out of nowhere. I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Family. It's all about family.
I got family.
Snoop passes you. Smoke weed every day.
Justin, how do you decide what games to play then if you don't go off the quote unquote journalists and review scores?
I typically, I don't know. I guess honestly, I mostly stick to franchises that I like. And then also, I pretty much only play multiplayer. So if I have at least one buddy getting a game and we're down to play it, then I'll likely get it. But mostly whatever I know that I'll have friends to play with, then I'm typically down to try it.
There you go.
Steam's nice because they have the two-hour trial. Like, Adam and I bought a game last week, I think, and we played it for like 30 minutes and realized that the co-op is only available on the Steam remote play. Like, you can't actually play at your own.
Oh, dismantle. Yeah, that was garbage.
So we both returned it, so it was no loss. There you go.
But, yeah. Josh, what about you?
I'm somewhere in the middle, I guess. I went through the list, and a lot of them were remasters, or like remakes or re-releases of good games. So it's like a Resident Evil remastered, and there was a Sonic game in there, and I was shocked to see a Sonic game that scored high until I realized it was re-release. They even say that the like new content isn't that great, but the original games are still really dope. So like, I feel like there should be its own criteria of games that were already good. Like, rate just the like the newness of them to some extent. I will say though, I feel like it's less about like them getting paid or them like feeling like they're obliged to do this, and more the amount of time that they play the game. I think a lot of people, if they only play the game for 4 hours, like most games are pretty enjoyable in 4 hours. It's the like putting in the 50 hours that games really slog. So I feel like, because we know, you know, there's been multiple discussions about it. You know, we know that game reviewers do not play through the entirety of the game that they're reviewing. In almost every case, because they get the game like 3 days before they have to put out a review for it. So I feel like probably a lot of these games are eights if you only play a couple hours of it, you know?
Right.
It was fun at the time. I enjoyed it. Didn't really have a lot of issues. It was good, you know? And I would also kind of, just to like put myself a little bit more in the middle, is I don't think that the eights are weighted the same. Like an eight for a, like a 10 out of 10 racing game is going to be like the best racing game. It doesn't mean to me like the best game ever. So I kind of temperament these reviews with that they're a review of the genre and style of game that they're in. Not like, this is game of the year material if it's a 10.
Right.
At least it's not Kotaku.
Yeah.
Do you guys know that a blue whale's vagina is so big and deep that 5 to 6 men can easily lay down in it? That means that it's the second largest pussy next to Kotaku journalists.
Oh my God. I visibly cringed just now.
Wow.
Visibly. I just, you disappoint me. You disappoint me.
I'm sure Marissa's rolling her eyes behind me as well, so it's fine.
Back to the question. So where, I guess, Josh, when you're deciding what to play, do you go to gaming websites to get opinions, or how do you figure out what you want to play?
I would say that I also use Twitch quite a bit. I also, as y'all may notice from me not ever playing any new games, I wait like a solid year before I buy any game. I almost never buy a game on release. unless I know that it's like a franchise that I absolutely love. And even then, it might be a garbage game. Cue Fallout. I feel like I just would have like heard through the grapevine if something was amazing or garbage in the like 6 months, 8 months, you know, like year and a half that I have waited to buy that game. I feel like I just use kind of word of mouth at that point, or what do I see on Twitch, or what are the Steam reviews looking like, you know?
Right. Yeah, I guess I don't like read the article. Like I like Metacritic. I will go on Metacritic and just see a snapshot. Here's just kind of the overarching what the industry thinks of this game. You know what I mean? Or sometimes the user reviews, as long as I know it's not getting review bombed, I'll do that too. But I guess the biggest thing is like find a streamer, Twitch streamer or YouTuber or somebody that you relate to when it comes to games and kind of listen to them. Like I talk about Sacred Symbols a lot. Colin Moriarty, he's like hates multiplayer games, loves single player story games, huge JRPG fan, RPG fan. So I know if he says the game's going to be good, I'm going to probably enjoy it too, because we have very similar tastes. So that's kind of where I go. Do I think that there are 72 games that deserve an 8 or better this year? No. And I don't care what kind of a scale you're using. I don't care. There's no fucking way. Like, I'm sorry, there's just not. And that's why I don't trust websites like IGN when it comes to game reviews. Plus, you have how many different people on that website are reviewing games all year long? You know what I mean? Like, how you never know who you're going to read or who's going to give their opinion, because there's fucking 50 people that review games on that website. So, I don't know. Just stay away from it, Pistol Pete. Stay away. That's my advice, I guess. All right, moving on. Two left. Up next, Caleb writes in. Hi, Caleb.
What up, Caleb?
What up, Caleb?
Caleb says, do you ever wonder about the lives of nameless NPCs? In a lot of games, we kill them with no thought of the repercussions. These are probably people with families and people who love them. I'm sure some of them are pieces of shit and deserve it, but not all. How can we be so heartless? Justin, you got a soundboard for that one?
I don't.
I was waiting for some Kanye to pop in there, but...
Why are you going to be so heartless?
Yeah, there you go. Justin, have you ever given a thought to some of the nameless NPCs that you slaughter in video games?
This is a fun question, and sometimes, because like we talked about killing NPCs in Divinity, and I never think about that, but games like Skyrim and stuff, than I have, but I don't know, not enough to feel bad about it.
Because they're not real? Is that why, mostly?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly it. Or like Sims, who hasn't pulled the ladders from the pool? I mean, I had an entire dungeon in a basement once that I brought people down to, and it was basically like a jail. I just deleted the doors.
Let them.
Jesus. Wow.
Right. So yeah, I let people die in my basement.
Oh God. Okay,
you did that too, Josh?
Yeah. Or you would have like the Sims go into the pool and then delete the ladder out of the pool because they couldn't just climb out, so they would just eventually drown.
Yep. Or if your kitchen starts on fire, again, you delete the doors.
Adam, killing NPCs is the only way that I get joy in life.
Yeah, Adam.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Okay.
That was a little excessive. But...
So you have no second thoughts, is what you're saying. Clearly, because you're a sadist, Justin, for what it sounds like.
It's a video game and they're not real.
Right. Yeah, they're ones and zeros.
Yeah,
they're ones and zeros.
Josh, other than Sims, do you ever think about mass murdering people?
Unfortunately, yes. I feel really bad sometimes in games.
Do you really?
Not enough to like keep me from making those decisions. But like if there's like a storyline where I have to hurt somebody's feelings, I feel legitimately a little bit bad about it.
So wait, hurting feelings, not killing?
Well, so like, no, not killing them at all. Like that, I don't feel bad about, because they're dead at that point. But like, if I gotta kill someone's family and they're alive, that makes me feel a little shitty. Just a okay, I just gotta kill right. them all at that point, you know? Just net even, like net neutral, I guess.
It's kind of so fun like, too if someone sees you, then you know you gotta kill all witnesses, so then you can kind of role play that out.
Yeah, and that's fun. That's fun. But, like, if I gotta go and, like, steal something from them, like, their most prized possession, I feel, like, a little shitty about that. But, yeah, murder? I'm fine with murder. Even sometimes in
You games. Have some crazy-ass morals. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
in video games, preface yeah, in that, video by the way. Games, not yeah. real life.
Yeah, right. Yes, obviously.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Oh, wait.
It's like, you know, whenever you have, like, when, you know, I'm going to go either the really good route or the evil route, every time I go the evil route, I just start feeling bad and then start doing good things, and then I just end up doing a good, like, story arc anyway. It just took me longer to get there. But yeah, no, like, if I'm in GTA, I'm mowing people down. It doesn't matter. Murder does not make me feel bad whatsoever.
Adam, bring some normalcy to this conversation.
Yeah, wow. wow, Josh. Love you, but wow. I mean, I would say like 90% of the time I go good and try to find the good outcomes.
Yeah.
But it obviously depends on the game. Like Josh gave a perfect example of GTA. Like, I don't give a fuck about those NPCs.
Right.
But there's also certain games out there where, like, legitimately NPCs were like, holy shit. Like, Last of Us 2 is a perfect example. There's a couple other ones I can't think of at the moment, but like the NPCs where you're just like, okay, like Stalker is probably another good one where, you know, there's so many NPCs on the map. If you're killing them, that's like, there's not that person anymore that's going to be interacting in the world. Like, I don't know. NPCs can make a difference, and some of them do probably have families and you know, inspirations and things like that.
But right.
Sometimes they're just GTA, like, respawning bodies, you know. It depends on the game.
Right. Yeah, actually, The Last of Us Part 2 was the example I was going to use. That's a perfect example. Yeah. Where it's like, there were a few times where I was like, oh, fuck, what did I just do? So it definitely depends on the game, for sure.
Especially if you're killing a dog and they, like, find it or something. You're just like, oh,
I know.
I need to stop playing. I feel bad.
I gotta stop. I'm gonna take my dog for a walk. I gotta stop.
Don't kill animals.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you have to.
Yeah. Sometimes games make you. But yeah, I think, like you said, like GTA, I don't give a flying fuck. I've never played The Sims enough to torture people to death, but nor has that ever crossed my mind. Jesus Christ. But,
you're missing out.
You're missing out. But yeah, so. Josh, what?
Josh dogs in the aren't chat real.
Just said dogs aren't real.
No, dogs aren't real. Also, honestly, I kill all the dogs.
No hesitation.
No, because I mean the dogs in Dark Souls exist, and so they've ruined dogs as a concept in games for me.
Okay,
so
that's more of a hellhound than a dog.
True, but they're in the same family, you know.
That's true. Well, all right, Ryan, well, I learned a... Huh? Yeah?
Did you get sad when Shallan's father killed the Axons? Axon pups?
That was a spoiler, but yes, I did. Yeah, oh. That was sad.
Spoiler.
Did you finish the second book?
Almost. They're in the... Okay. Shallan and Kaladin are alone. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Yeah, you're getting there.
Spoiler
getting
for there. A Howl book? How old is this?
Hey, we've not spoiled like Final Fantasy VII on this show, so
just saying.
Yeah,
just saying. What are you eating?
Cheese.
Nice.
some Havarti and some brie that I have. It's really good.
Very nice.
I love cheese.
All right. Last up, we have Adam. Probably not our Adam. Hi, Adam.
What up, Adam?
What up, Adam?
Hey, Adam.
He says, what is your favorite side quest in any game? For me, blowing up Megaton and everyone in it in Fallout 3 was easily one of the coolest things I've ever done. I don't know what that says about me, but every time I play that game, I kill them all. Well, we just had an interesting conversation about this, so you can refer to Caleb's question. But, Adam, do you have a favorite side quest you can think of in a game?
Yeah, and it goes pretty great along with Adam. So my favorite side quest is from Borderlands 2, and it comes from Face McShooty, and the quest yes. is shoot this guy in the face.
That's the
is
quest.
Anyone here familiar with this quest? Yes. Like Josh yes. knows what I'm talking about.
It does not sound familiar.
It's this random psycho guy in Borderlands 2, and you come up to him and he basically wants you to shoot him in the face.
He's just screaming it at you.
Yeah, he's like, shoot me in the face.
Do come it. On, do it. Come on, do it.
Do it, do it, do it. He's just like yelling at you. And the best part of the quest is to fuck with him and like shoot him in the foot or like the hands or other place. And he's like, no, in the face. Shoot me in the fucking face. Like, and he goes nuts about it. Like, it's super hilarious.
Did you shoot him in the face at some point?
I mean, eventually you yeah. do just to, like, get the XP and the reward and stuff. And he, like, falls into this ravine. But, like, it's a complete side quest that means absolutely nothing. But it just shows, like, the greatness of the psychos in the Borderlands right. universe.
That's and awesome.
This character is hilarious. I mean, his name is Face McShooty. So, what more do you want?
Oh, that's great. Josh, what about you?
Can I tell a quick side tangent about the blowing up
Absolutely.
Megaton?
Absolutely.
So, like, when I played Fallout 3 for the first time, then I, like, wander into Megaton, and this guy, like, the first guy I talk to, besides the sheriff or whatever, then he's like, okay, you gotta blow up this town. And so I'm like, okay, cool. So I go, and I attach the bomb to this nuke, and then I start talking to the people. And then I started to feel bad, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to kill all these people. Oh, that's going to suck, and, like, they're kind of nice. So then I'm like,
and
okay.
you still do it.
No. So then I'm like, okay, well, I'll just go back and talk to this guy, like, and get myself out of it, because I haven't blown up anything yet. I've just only attached the bomb. And he's like, okay, you have to go to Tenpenny Tower to go talk to Tenpenny and to blow it up. And I'm like, okay, maybe I can talk my way out of this with Tenpenny. So I go all the way to Tenpenny, and I'm like trying to figure out like what dialogue option allows me to not blow up this town. And there is no option to not blow up the town. So I'm like, you know what? The only way to get out of this quest chain is I'll just kill Tenpenny. And so I shoot Tenpenny. Turns out his bodyguards do not like that at all. Yeah. Murdering him. And so I have to fight my way through all of Tenpenny Tower. And I go back to Megaton. And I'm like, I'm going to talk to the sheriff. And I'm going to finish the quest the other way of like, huzzah, you killed the real bad guy. No. The quest chain just dies, and now you cannot get a house in either location, and I had to play the rest of Fallout 3 without a house to put stuff in.
At that point, I just started the game over. Why did you just
that was
the game
and
later?
That was my first playthrough ever. So I just found a random NPC house in, I can't remember the name of, like, Good Springs or something. And I would just hide stuff in the cupboards there because I couldn't, like, unload anything anywhere. So it wasn't until, like, the second playthrough of that game. So, like, that was, like, my like, 300-hour playthrough was all with no places to, like, put my shit because I mangled that quest chain so badly. But it's another example of me feeling bad about the civilians. And
there you go, see?
Then, you know, my normal course of action of murdering did not get me out of it, unfortunately. And then I couldn't blow it up either, because then I killed Tenpenny. So, lose-lose. But the real answer to this question, not my side tangent, is still from Fallout 3, which is the Oasis.
The Oasis. Oh, is that tree?
The tree guy. Yeah. Yes. So,
yep.
Spoiler alert for a random quest. You may have played all of Fallout 3 and never seen, because it is really hard to find. You kind of have to, like, navigate through some pretty weird, like,
weird cave things.
Cave things. But you start seeing, like, trees, bushes, and things that are growing to, like, lead you the right direction. But essentially, it's this guy named Harold, and Harold exists in Fallout 2, I think. So that makes him, like, 200 some years old at this point, and he has fused with a tree, and he's hundreds and hundreds of years, and there's this cult that is worshiping Harold because he is, like, reversing the toxicity of the Fallout universe. So, like, he's growing trees and plants and purifying the water and things like that. So there's a cult around him. But Harold fucking hates everything because he is a tree. And he has just been, like hanging out in this forest for hundreds of years. He does talk about, like, I don't remember what the girl's name was, but that he's made a new friend. But he wants you to kill him. Go underneath to where his heart and stuff have been moved away by the roots and kill him. But the cultists want you to put some sort of, like, substance on his heart so that he quits growing and that he essentially becomes immortal, but, like, nobody can find him because he quits the trees quit growing and things like that. Fire is also an option. You can light him on fire. That's always an option. and then there's one that, like, you can make him grow even faster to, like, help purify the Fallout. And it's, like, a serious moral dilemma of, like, he really wants you to kill him because he lives a horrible, horrible life. But he's also, like, bringing nature and, like, clean water and things back to the wasteland. So it's, like, I don't know. It's probably, like, one of the best moral dilemmas I have ever seen in a game. And it is legitimately a tough choice.
Right. I remember that vaguely remember that. So that was a good quest. You're right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Super good. And you could play almost the entirety of the game and never know it exists, 'cause it is way out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
So want to play back through Fallout 3, I recommend it.
There you go. Perfect. Very nice. That's a good answer. Justin, what about you?
Mine fit in pretty well with Kayla. Mine was Dark Brotherhood quest line from Skyrim.
Oh, there you go.
I think they were in other the Oblivion, they're in all and the games, Morrowind games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were so fun to me.
If I remember right, that quest line gets fucked up real fast.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And the armor that you get for completing it in Skyrim is so fucking dope.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another good one. Very nice. Mine is from Far Cry 5. It's a side quest where, so Far Cry 5 takes place in Montana, and they're trying to, there's this town, I forget the name of the town, but they're throwing a festival that they do every year, which is the Bull Testicle Festival, and you're in charge of getting the bull testicles, and you have to get them a whole bunch of different ways. So you find these bulls running around, and like, you have to like light one bull on fire. So you light it on fire until it's like crispy bull testicles. And then you have to electrocute one. And then you have to like, there's a whole bunch of different ways. You just run around the map killing these bulls in the most creative ways possible. And
that's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome though. And that's probably one of my favorite side quests ever. Far Cry 5 is just a really solid game. Really solid game. So definitely
check interesting out. So that testicle festivals do actually exist.
Yeah, they do. I know. Yeah.
So, yeah. It sounds like something that would only be in a game, but it is yeah. Absolutely a thing.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for the question. We do appreciate it. That wraps it up. We're going a little long, so we'll do a fast pick of the week and then we will get out of here. Adam, kick us off. Pick of the week.
YouTube channel Small Ant.
Small Ant.
Like yeah, speedrunner key?
Yeah, it does speedrunning of kind of Mario Odyssey and like a handful of other games, but he's just kind of fun, witty, younger cool. Dude.
There
fun
you go.
To watch.
Awesome. Justin.
Mine is a movie called Jacob's Ladder, and it's a remake, and it has awful reviews on pretty much everything. I don't know why. I really enjoyed it. So I guess up to you, but it was kind of a suspense thriller-ish, and I thought it had nice twists. If you've seen the originals, then you may know the twists, but I thought that it was really good. Michael Ealy's the main actor. I really liked it.
Interesting. I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, I had neither. Marissa and I were just looking for something to watch, and we picked that, and I really liked it. Then I looked it up later, and it had like a 3 point something on IMDb, and I was like, damn.
Wow.
So I don't know. If you're in the mood for a suspenseful thriller type movie, I thought it was worth it.
Okay. Sometimes you just can't believe the reviews, you right. know?
Right. Josh, pick of the week.
My pick of the week is for Caleb specifically. Y'all can also do it, but you know, it's a YouTube video called Balin's Route, by Viva La Dirt League, on YouTube, which that channel is great in general, but Balin's Route is about an NPC, in like a fantasy game. And it is fabulous. Really? Highly recommended. Yeah. It's pretty long. It's like half an hour long, but it's like really good production value. And I didn't quite know what it was going into it. And I really enjoyed it. But it's very funny of like, you know, like an NPC kind of breaking the norm, like a little bit. Yeah, Balin's Route by Viva La Dirt League.
Interesting. Like, is it like a comedy?
You know,
dark
it's
comedy.
Well, like comedy, dark comedy, but like it's more, I don't know, fantasy.
Okay.
Like I don't know, I don't know, fiction. But it's okay. It's funny at times, it's serious at others. So, But it's been hot minutes since I've seen it. I saw it earlier this year, but yeah.
Okay, interesting. All right, my pick of the week. Saturday night, Constance and I went and saw Ghostbusters Afterlife, and if you're a fan of the original movies, which I don't know how you couldn't be because it's the fucking Ghostbusters, but I really enjoyed it. like thoroughly enjoyed it. I was really interested to see how they were going to handle some things, like the fact that Harold Ramis died, so Spengler's dead, and they handled it beautifully, and they kind of ushered in the new wave of Ghostbusters a little bit, so really good, really, really good. Definitely check it out.
So is the female Ghostbusters just not canon?
Yeah, they just pretended it never existed. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yep.
Moving on.
Yep. Which, I thought that movie was okay. I don't know.
It was entertaining.
Yeah, but it was entertaining.
It didn't feel like a true Ghostbusters movie. And I don't know. It felt weird.
This movie does, man.
Like, it was close, but like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of Easter eggs, lots of callbacks to the original movies. Just outstanding. A lot of fan service, but it was really fucking good. So,
big fan of Paul Rudd, so.
Yeah, Paul Rudd was great in it. Paul Rudd's great in everything. But yeah, Paul Rudd was great in it, so. But yeah, that's my pick of the week. And I think that wraps up episode 78, gentlemen. Everybody, please make sure to check us out on Podchaser, podchaser.com/nerdidentitycrisis. Also, go support us over on Patreon, like our new friend Brandon does. That we really appreciate it. Patreon.com/nerdidentitycrisis. Only one thing left to do here, and that is for Justin to send us home.
Tina, come get some ham.